Russian missile will not change the war in Ukraine, and the UN climate summit enters its final day. Here's John Cummins with all the details in the FNPF News.
Thanks, Reem. NATO says a new experimental missile deployed by Russia against the Ukrainian city of Dnipro will not change the course of the conflict or deter Western support for Ukraine. A spokesperson for the military alliance, Farah Daklala, said Moscow is trying to terrorize civilians, a view echoed by Ukrainian military journalist Andriy Sablyenko.
They want to demoralize Ukraine by using such devastating weapon. They think this could be a decisive weapon for Russia, but we don't see any signs of despair among Ukrainian troops. So I think the use of such missiles will change nothing here.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened to attack military targets in countries that have allowed their weapons to be used against Russia. It follows the firing by Ukraine of Western missiles. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has invited his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to visit Hungary one day after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for his arrest. Orban told Hungarian media that he would guarantee Netanyahu's safety, describing the warrant as wrong. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell has urged EU members to respect the court decision. Netanyahu, together with former Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and senior Hamas commander Mohammed Daif, are accused of war crimes in Gaza. Delegates at the UN climate talks in Azerbaijan are under pressure to reach a deal on climate finance as the summit enters its final day. An expert group says more than $2 trillion will be needed each year by 2030 to help developing countries cope with the effects of global warming and support energy transition. Austria's climate minister, Leonore Gewessler, says there's currently no basis for discussion. The BBC's Justin Rollat has more.
The detailed negotiations about how much cash is going to be given by rich countries to poor countries hasn't really begun in the way they would expect at this late stage in the game. So we are waiting for a new text, which we think will have some numbers in it. I was hoping that that would be used to create some momentum, say to people, look, this is the last offer, you've got to go with this, or, you know, we're going to take it off the table. Most people seem to think it'll go into Saturday night, maybe even into Sunday morning.
Senior figures in Germany's Social Democrats have called for the party to get behind Chancellor Olaf Scholz following a decision by Defence Minister Boris Pistorius not to put himself forward as a potential Chancellor candidate for February's snap election. Deputy SPD Chair Anke Rehlinger said it was time to close ranks. To the weather now, and some rain and snowfall has been forecast for this morning, but it should clear to a partly sunny day. The west could see more snow showers, however, this afternoon. Top temperatures will range from -4 to +4 degrees.
Thanks, John.
FM Fear. You're at home, baby. Free.